Well, once again, I am a grateful believer in Jesus. I am also an alcoholic and a grateful alcoholic, and my name is Jack. Hi there. Tonight's lesson is the sponsor lesson. So we're fairly early on in the teaching series, and so just as a quick review, you know, we start with denial, we talk about powerless, we go to hope, we have sanity, and then we get into some action lessons with turn and the actual action lesson. And so we kind of start with getting our minds right, realizing we're not God, as it says there in Principle 1, and then earnestly believing that He exists and that He has the power to help me, that I matter to Him, all of that. And then it comes to, and there's kind of a walk with our faith life, and that, at least in my life, it's what is my part and what is God's part? And many times I want to take His part away from Him, and I fail at it. I don't know why I don't learn the lesson that only God can do God stuff, and I'm supposed to do Jack stuff, but I keep throwing that out there. And so part of the Jack stuff, or part of our piece, is as we get into this section in action and sponsor, and it's really moving us towards this fearless and searching moral inventory. And so we're going to spend a fair amount of time over the next month or so, or as we get into February, on that inventory concept. Those of you that have completed a step study should have done a moral inventory, and you should have given that to your sponsor who we're talking about tonight. If you haven't done a step study, we start those periodically. The ladies are just finishing up one. We hope to get a guy's step study started soon, and there's two versions of the study, the kind of intro, or what they call the journey begins, and there's currently a men's journey continues, where you get to go, you know, a little bit deeper and a little bit further on that walk, and that's actually going on right now for guys, but we want to get a journey begins for the guys to start. We just kind of cycle these through a few a year to give everybody that opportunity to get into one or to get back into one, because most of us, I speak for myself here, have done multiple studies, and we're always uncovering more about ourselves. We're always going deeper in that relationship with Christ. And so having a sponsor is a key part of that action and being in recovery. And so I just want to spend a little bit of time on that tonight. And as we always do, we ground the teachings in one of the eight principles, one of the 12 steps. And so we have principle 4 is where we're going to camp out tonight, and that's openly examine and confess my faults to God, to someone I trust, to myself and to God and to someone I trust, excuse me. And the beatitude that goes with that, Matthew 5:8, happy are the pure in heart. And then the step is that we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. And Lamentations 3:40 is the scripture that supports that, or undergirds that, or encourages us. And it says, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. And that is such a great scripture in my life. Because if I'm not consistently examining my ways, first of all, either by bouncing things off my sponsor, or by getting feedback from my accountability partners, or by getting into Scripture and looking at how does my life first match up with what God's talking about, if I'm not consistently examining my ways and testing them, because oftentimes when I test them, that's when I realize that I'm trying to usurp God in my life. I'm trying to take over and do His stuff. And so that returning to the Lord. And that is such a comforting feeling for me. And hopefully it is for you as well. You can always turn and return to God. He has limitless capacity for you and however you are when you're being you instead of the God created you to return to Him. And I always talk about that with folks, just as we go through these teachings, because many of you have heard this lesson many times before. And so just pulling out where you are in your turn or return, or how often are you turning to the Lord? Because it's pretty easy to get going in our busy lives, and we get involved in so many things, and we can kind of push that to the side. I was in a meeting today, and one of the guys was talking about, he thought that, and he's got a very young son, and he thought the daycare was definitely always there for them when they were having a really good day and almost didn't need the daycare. But when the weather hits and then he and his wife are trying to juggle staying at home and working and everything, now the daycare is gone, they're closed, sorry, snow, wet, you know, whatever. And I think sometimes I can be that way with God. When things are going swimmingly, I'm in control, everything's good, don't need God, don't need to turn to Him. And then all of a sudden I'm running to Him out of desperation instead of turning to Him just to have and strengthen that relationship. So in your handout or your flyer or your fill-in or your worksheet or however you want to look at it, you've got some fill-ins, as we always do. There's no acrostic in sponsor. Just incidentally, this was the very first lesson I ever taught here at Rolling Hills CR. And I thought, they gave me one without an acrostic, because I always kind of harassed them about the acrostic. So we do have some fill-ins, though. So the first one you have says, why do I need a sponsor? Need is that fill-in there. And that's a great question, especially for those of you that don't have one. Hopefully, the guys that I'm sponsoring right now are not asking that question, but you know, we'll leave that to them. But why do you need a sponsor? And so we're going to spend some time kind of fleshing that question out. But you know, why do I need a sponsor, an accountability partner? What are the qualities of a sponsor? And these are not fill-ins. I'm just going to kind of go in. What does the sponsor do? How do I find a sponsor? And what are the differences between a sponsor and accountability partner? So we'll go through and fill those in a little bit later. But that's kind of where we're going tonight. And so to kind of speak to the first question, why do I need a sponsor? Well, let me give you a few reasons why you need. We kind of talk about three in CR. One, having a sponsor accountability partner is biblical. And I think biblical is in your next fill-in. And does that mean it talks about sponsors and CR in Scripture? No. But when we talk about it being biblical, we see all over Scripture people getting together. We see Jesus as kind of the ultimate sponsor, where he is taking people under his wing, the disciples, the most common. But there are other folks that Jesus certainly impacts and leads, and people seek guidance from him. But we see that. Proverbs 27:17 talks about, as iron sharpens iron, so one man or one person sharpens another. The phrase one another is used, 50 times in the New Testament. And that one another, in other words, we're not designed to do life alone. We are not designed to do recovery alone either. And so we look at what Jesus did in those relationships with the disciples and others, and then we see what Paul did and how he discipled folks. And once again, throughout Scripture, Old and New Testament, we see folks together. We see oftentimes people, folks in the Bible relying on others that are close to them for counsel, for truth, for guidance. Sometimes that truth hurts. But we see that throughout Scripture. So that's what we mean by it's biblical. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 says, and this is from the Good News Translation, two are better off than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone, there's no one to help him. Two people can resist an attack that would defeat one person alone. And whether you take that as a literal physical attack or whether you take that as a spiritual attack, both are true. And oftentimes in this ministry, we are dealing with the spiritual attack, the enemy attacking us. And we really need our brothers and sisters to come around us and to remind us of the truth that's in us, the truth that's in the Scripture, and hold us accountable. So having a sponsor or accountability partner, we look at it as being biblical. Second reason, having a sponsor or accountability partner is a key part of your recovery. Absolutely essential. And there are kind of four, secrets to success in this ministry or in recovery. One of them is maintaining an honest view of reality and who you are, okay? And your sponsor should be someone that can help you with that. Your sponsors and accountability partners can be there to let you know when you're kind of getting a little too out here, wherever that is for you. In my case, when my pride takes over and I think I'm just a little too special, or I think that I can do all of these things, and maybe A, I should delegate, and B, somebody wants to help out, and I'm not giving them the opportunity. So if you have an honest view of reality, and you honestly work the steps, those would be kind of one of the secrets to success in recovery. The second one would be the element of making your attendance here, or at some Celebrate Recovery, a regular part of your schedule. not just when you can squeeze it in. But I would say, and this varies for many of you in the room. Some of you have been in this recovery walk for a while, and you have this built in into a frequency where maybe it's not every week. Many of you that have been here a while are here every week, so it really runs the gamut. But if you are new to this recovery walk, you should be here every week, and you may even need to be at another CR meeting somewhere else in the week. And it really should be that's the first thing that goes on your calendar, and then you start scheduling things around it. For many of us in the room, this is a life or death deal. And so that deserves the top priority on my calendar. And that's a bit of an odd thing, because that wasn't always the case in my life. Recovery wasn't anywhere near my calendar before I walked through those doors. But make this a regular routine. I was just talking to Ron, being gone 2 weeks, one because I was away for work. Last week, none of us were here. I was driving someplace, and I thought, man, how easy it would be for just to just skate on this thing. Not tonight, because I'm here and having a responsibility, but just if I could see how easy it could be for me to convince myself, yeah, I don't really need that anymore. I'm good. Nice people. Maybe I'll drop in once every 6 months or something like that, and then it turns to once a year, and then it turns to never, and then I'm drinking again, and, you know, whatever. That's me. So make this a regular part. That's another secret to success. Another one is maintaining a spiritual program. Maintaining your walk with Christ. In enhancing that walk. We should all, and I know we like to stick to I and me statements here, but I think we should all be continuously pursuing he who pursued us first. We need, and that sometimes is that's a lifetime process, and that's a good thing. I've talked quite a bit up here about that idea of don't get hung up on the fact that your life didn't change immediately when you walked through the doors, or immediately when you made this decision, or just like, you know, you didn't immediately lose 100 pounds when you decided to start dieting. These things take time, they take commitment, they take a lifestyle change, and the growth sometimes is steady and slow, and so just get used to that. And don't beat yourself up, but don't give up either. And so maintaining or consistently walking that walk, what are you doing for your spiritual growth? Many times, sponsors and accountability partners are excellent folks to help you with that, because if they're in CR, they're typically a fellow believer, and they have their own spiritual walk, and you can help each other. So many times when my sponsor and I are speaking, we're not just talking about my life or my issues or whatever he's sharing with me, but we're talking about God. We're talking about what God's doing in our lives. We're learning from each other about God. So your sponsor will help you with that as well. And then the final thing we look at is that one of the keys to success is getting involved in service, getting out of yourself, giving back. Okay, and in CR, there's a lot of things that you can do to give back, and many of you do those things. We have people cooking, we have people greeting, we have people cleaning up, we have people leading small groups, we have people doing all sorts of things, but just get involved. And that's one thing that I hope to do in 2024 is personally relinquish more of some of the things that I do as the ministry leader and have other people do those things. Because one, I don't want to get burned out in this thing, but I'm not going to be here forever either. My plan is not to be ministry leader for life. Somebody else out there should be the leader. Somebody else out there may want to be the leader, and that's the way things go. And I don't want to do this till I'm just sick of it. You know, I want to do this while I'm passionate for it, but I also want to grow other folks up. But I also want to get people that there may be people that have left this ministry because they just felt like they weren't contributing. And so I want to give everybody that opportunity to contribute, but really because it helps you get out of you when you're helping somebody else. Your sponsor typically is a great resource for helping you get you plugged in or encourage you. Some of the guys that I sponsor, I've gotten them into various levels of activity here that they didn't think they were going to do, wanted to do. But just because I'm gonna kind of pull them along with me, just because I need the help, and so your sponsor can help you with any of those four things. Okay, so having a sponsor accountability is a key part, I think, is the fill-in of your recovery program. Third, having a sponsor accountability partner is the best guard against relapse. Ecclesiastes 7:5 tells us that it is better to be criticized by a wise man than to be praised by a fool. And that's the Living Bible translation, which is pretty casual. I looked up some other translations, but they all center around that same thing. But I like that. And I probably shouldn't have said that because my sponsor's going to run with that, I'm sure, because he thinks he's wise, and why not criticize me, because that's fun, you know. So, you know, I could see that. John Baker, the kind of the founder of Sierra, he says, the trouble with most of us is that we would rather be ruined by praise than be saved by criticism. And I like that little aside because I can relate to that, especially as a person with as much pride as I have. And so many times relapse is a result of us becoming too full of ourselves, too overconfident, not, you know, listening to only the good and not what are the character defects that are still permeating our lives. And I've told you many times before, I don't come to CR because I have a problem with alcohol. That was 10 plus years ago. I come to CR because of the rest of my character defects, my judgment that comes out too often, my pride, which is ever present, my short temper, my short fuse, my lustful thoughts. Those things all need attention. And so my sponsor is excellent at making sure that we're still kind of keeping it real, as they say, and making sure that we're looking at those issues. Because those, when we get to that stage of I've got this, I'm good, I'm fixed, I'm recovered, whatever, somehow I found my way out there again. And here I was drinking again. And it really is baffling, at least from if you're an alcoholic or a substance addict like I am, it can truly be baffling if we don't really kind of step back and think about it. But certainly isolating and not speaking with our sponsors and accountability partners is one way to do that. And so it is one of the best guards against relapse. Having people around you. I drank alone, okay? And many of us use our drug of choice alone or with others that are not good influences. Our sponsors is somebody that makes us not alone, and it typically is someone who's a positive influence on us. And so add those into your mix. Qualities of a sponsor. So let's talk about some of the qualities of a sponsor. And here's one, a piece of scripture that I'm going to have to maybe reproduce. This is a Living Bible translation as well, and I actually kind of like it because it is more casual in its translation. Proverbs 20, verse 5. Though good advice lies deep within a counselor's heart, the wise man will draw it out. And there's, once again, different translations, but essentially it's talking about, at least the way I see it, is we do have built into us as being created in his image, the right thing, the right heart. We're designed to be good. And many times we know the difference between right and wrong, and we know what we're doing. We talk about that in the sanity lesson. Why do I keep doing the same bad stuff over and over again? And I like that scripture because that is oftentimes, it's not so much about rewiring that in us, it's about people bringing that out in us. And that's oftentimes what this ministry does. This ministry, through our inventory, we expose ourselves, all of that ugliness, all of those character defects, but then it also exposes the love that's in us, the caring that's in us, the compassion that's in us, what we were designed to be, and it connects us with that loving Father. And so I really like that. So some of the qualities of a sponsor, someone who can help bring that good that's in there, sometimes very deep and very guarded and very protected and very barricaded and all that, but who can help bring that out? One, does their walk match their talk? Do you see them living the eight principles? Do you see them here more often than not on Wednesday night, things like that? Do you see how they live their life? Because if you're connected to your sponsor and accountability, you should have more exposure to each other than just here. Okay, you do things outside of this room, and so are they genuine in that? Do they have a growing relationship with Christ? So do you see them modeling that where they're attending? They've got a church home. It starts kind of there. Maybe they're involved in a Bible study Maybe they're involved in just an online, you know, like the Bible app has various reading programs. Maybe they're encouraging faith and scriptural conversations with you. But do you see them growing in that? Or are they just showing up to church on Christmas and Easter, you know, kind of thing? Do they express the desire to help others with their recovery? So do you see people, do you see them moving? Many times your sponsor may be somebody that moved towards you. That would be one of those things. Sometimes you approach them. It's not an automatic. But if you look around, you can see them and their desire to help others and their care for others. Do they show compassion and care and hope, but not pity or not looking down on someone? So are they able to relate to the struggles that you're having, but without saying, "Oh, that's such a shame. You're such a lost cause," something like that. Are they a good listener? That'd be another quality. A lot of us, myself included, like to talk, but a sponsor, one of the key characteristics is, will they listen? Are they a good listener? Are they strong enough to confront you in your denial and your procrastination? So are they gently encouraging you to move, consistently moving that conversation from time to time back to, so how are you with the amends process? You wrote them down, you did a great inventory, where are we, you know, with that? Maybe you're starting to slip in your attendance, or you're starting to slip in one area of your life that you've replaced maybe something with that was healthy, but now it's becoming almost obsessive or addictive or compulsive. Are they there to call you on that? Do they offer suggestions? Okay, are they someone that can maybe ask some things like, "Have you considered this?" So that they don't have to have all the answers, but are they someone that you can go to and get maybe just a different perspective on something? And then can they share their own struggles with other people? Do you see them trying to hide the fact that they're in a recovery program, or are they out there talking about that and able to share and articulate what they've been through, okay? And that's one of the reasons we do testimonies, because that gets us practice in doing that in this group, but then it just how that comes up in the appropriate times in casual conversation. All right, what's the role of a sponsor? I think that's a fill-in. What's the role of a sponsor? They can be there to discuss things in detail that are either too personal or take too long in, let's say, small group. Okay, our small groups, which we'll break into in just a little bit here, they're not for that in-depth one-on-one focus. Your sponsor is there for that. They are they're available in times of crisis or potential relapse. You talk about, and it's kind of pretty standard operating procedure, if you are feeling like you're going to relapse into some, you know, bad behavior or thought process or activity or whatever, the first call, text, whatever, should be to your sponsor, okay? In other words, someone who can help talk you off the ledge, so to speak, can be there to support you but not enable you. The role of sponsor is to serve as a sounding board, to provide an objective point of view or another point of view on something. As a sponsor, one should not be in the emotional moment with a sponsee. They should be able to be at a level that's looking at a different perspective, maybe considering others in the situation, not just your sponsees. Because many times when we get focused on something or something that's really nagging at us, we're focusing a lot on our part. And so sponsors are there to give you a little bit of a different perspective. Do they encourage you to work the principles consistently, but at your own speed, but is there progress being made? And so that kind of speaks back to that idea of confronting you with your procrastination. I want people to fully work the principles. And working does not mean we finish with them. We kind of move through them, and then we kind of come back to them. And in any given day, if I focus on the eight principles first thing in the morning, I will be able to either pick something that day that I need, I'm gonna focus on, and then kind of look at the world realizing I'm not God and how many times I want to creep into the God mode in my day because maybe somebody's upset me, something's not gone my way, somebody hasn't done it the right way, which is my way, and therefore X. So if I focus on that in the morning or maybe at the end of the day. So they're there kind of reminding you, what principle are you lacking in that may be causing some of this stress? So kind of tying it, bringing it all back to that. They model the lifestyle that we should live. We talked about that, and then finally one of the roles or I guess parts of sponsorship is you can be fired, and you can resign. Okay, this is not a life commitment if you don't want it to be. So realize that if you pick somebody and it's just not clicking, that's fine. You can fire them. That sounds harsh, but you can just have a conversation where I don't think this relationship is working out. And if you are a sponsor, and for any number of reasons you decide I need to resign, you can do that. So just realize that. That takes maybe some of the, for those of you that are able to be sponsors, have completed the leader training, have gone through a step study, you may be hesitant because you're thinking, I don't know, I just don't have a lifetime to give this person. You don't, it's not a lifetime. Okay, just realize, get into the relationship and see how it works. Okay? All right, finally, differences, or how do you find a sponsor accountability? We'll spend a little time on this real quickly because I'm running a little long here. First and foremost, got to be the same sex, okay? Guys, you've got to have a guy sponsor, gals or ladies, lady sponsor, okay? But other than that, can you relate to their story? I typically coach people, find a sponsor that struggled with what you struggle with, okay? And or still, still sometimes, battling that, depending on why you're in here, what your hurt, habit, or hang-up is. I can't be a good sponsor for some of you in this room because I haven't struggled with some of the things you have struggled with. I'm just not going to be as good at it. I can be up to a certain level. It's kind of like any of us. And I'll use myself as an example. My wife, she lived with the alcoholic 32 years as of tomorrow, okay? She's lived with me a long time, okay? She knows a lot of the alcoholic thing. She has at a certain level, though, she cannot relate to what it's like to be an addict. But a person that walks in these doors tonight for the first time can relate in a better level than she, just on that, because of that. And so find somebody to be your sponsor, if at all possible, who's walked that walk and knows exactly what you're going through. So that's another, but come here. You got to be here to find a sponsor. Get in the step study. It kind of forces the issue because you need to sponsor, you need to do your inventory, so that can help. And once again, may not be a lifetime, commitment. Ask around. Talk to anybody that has a lanyard, a leadership lanyard on. Just listen and just kind of connect with folks and take that risk. And then remember, if you ask somebody and they say no, don't take that personally. In many cases, I know in mine, it's usually just a bandwidth, how much attention, how much time I have to do justice to that relationship. If somebody approaches you and asks, hey, do you need a sponsor? And you don't, click, it's okay to say, nah, I do, but I'm still looking. That's okay. Okay, we want that. But realize, don't continue to look for the rest of your life, okay? Take the plunge with somebody and then get into that relationship and see how that goes, okay? All right, difference real quick between accountability and sponsor, pretty basic. And I think most of you know this, but just to make sure that we're clear. Accountability partners, you can have one typically multiple accountability partners. I think it's very good for you to stack as many accountability partners on your team as possible. Sponsor, we typically have one. So you're going to have a sponsor, multiple accountability partners. So the easiest analogy, since we're still in football season, is the team analogy, and that is there's one coach. I mean, there's multiple coaches. I know there's one head coach. Let's call that the head coach is the sponsor. Your fellow players and maybe even some of the coaches on the team are your accountability partners. So that's the basic. And in recovery, we talk about the sponsor typically has a little more time in recovery, a little more time, a little farther down the path of recovery than you. Accountability partners can be people right at your level or even people that are a little bit behind because you can still be accountability partners for each other. So those two kind of major things where we have one sponsor, multiple accountability partners. Sponsor is typically ahead of you on that recovery curve. Accountability partners are kind of the peer group. Okay? So that's sponsorship. If you don't have a sponsor currently, please take some of this information to heart. Take some risks and ask some folks. And get into that relationship. And for those of you that can be sponsors, for those of you that are leaders, for those of you that have completed the sponsor training, take that risk as well. Pray on it, both of you, okay? Both those that are maybe seeking and those that are thinking about sponsoring somebody. Please pray on that, because you need to go into that with the right mindset. Remember, you're not there to fix them. You're there to support them. And sometimes that can, if you're the type that, let's say, struggles with codependency, you might have to be a little more careful about who you sponsor and how many you sponsor, because you can all of a sudden, it's all about them and there's nothing left for you. So just realize that. But please, I encourage you to engage in that relationship.